enthuse about a specific topic, not realizing that most people listening will fail to understand it. That's a geek out. This is the show, The Geek Out Show.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 48 of The Geek Out Show. I am Seth, here with my co-host with the mo-host. I don't know what I just said.
I got mo-host? Hey, what's up?
It's yeah, Gil. What's going on? Mo-host Gil. Yeah, what's up, bro?
Nothing, man. Just coming live from traffic over here in the Bay Area, you know. Like I said, man, we got dedicated to this shit, making it happen. I'm sorry if the quality isn't the best. I apologize, guys, but we try to at least bring you content every week. So that's my excuse. What's up with you, bro?
Not much. Just trying to come up with some different intros, and I'm failing horribly. Gotcha. But before we do anything, before we talk about comics and collectibles and, you know, anime and video games and all these other wonderful, wonderful subjects that we touch base on, let's get the sad news out the way, man.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that, bro, to be honest. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget about it. It's just not working. Everywhere I turn, I'm just reminded of him.
Okay, so moment of silence.
Moment of silence for the one and only Stan Lee.
See, I even put my microphone on mute for that one.
No, it wasn't long enough. Go back on
oh,
me.
Oh, fuck. My bad. Shut up, fool.
Yeah, all right. Damn, man. What the fuck?
We lost a real one on Monday. We're recording on Wednesday, the 14th. So on, what, the 12th? Yeah. Fucking sad news, man. Sad news. Gotta be honest, bro. I fucking cried a little bit. Like, I was like, fuck, this sucks. I'm sad. But I was kind of relieved in a way, just because all the bullshit, like, we were joking and everything, but all the bullshit and the scandals and, you know, this and that and all that other shit, I mean, to be honest, it's kind of like, well, at least, you know, no more bullshit and, you know.
Yeah, the bullshit, he just got his company back and everything, and, like, yeah. Like he just, hey, I stopped, I'm going to stop doing conventions and I'm just going to focus on my life, and it was like, damn. You know, he just started chilling, and then that fucking happened, bro. Excelsior. Yeah, man. So,
is that supposed to be your old man Stan Lee impression right there?
Yeah, was it pretty good?
Disrespectful.
Not disrespectful. I didn't say anything negative. I don't know, man. I'm just like, damn, it sucks, but. You know, everyone kind of was like, I kind of was bracing myself for it because it's just a matter of time. Everyone that, you know, from that
era. I think regardless of, you know, everyone bracing for it, it's still unexpected. Like, yeah, he's up there, but can anyone be ready for a passing of a legend like that? It was like, no matter what, DC fan, Marvel fan, whatever the case may be, you've been affected somehow, some way. By Stan Lee, whether it's that you love him and his properties or you hate his properties. Either way.
Yeah. But I don't know, bro. It was just it just sucks. Point blank. There's nothing else to say, really. You know, it's bullshit, but.
Oh, big time, man. Big time.
You know, now at least, you know, he's resting in peace for real. Yeah. And he don't have to be bothered by any more bullshit. So, yeah, man, it's crazy.
You want to lighten up the mood a little bit with some stories? I got a story. I don't know if you got a story.
Yeah, man, I got a couple stories.
Oh, for real? Where?
Yeah. All
right, you could go, and then, I mean, if you got a couple stories, you could go, then I could go, then you could go again, type of thing.
All right, well, one last little rest in peace, Stan Lee. We love you. Rest easy, man. So, all right. So workflow. All right. So probably the funniest thing that happened was over the weekend, right, for some reason, people just throw their garbage instead of inside the compactor. Mind you, this is an apartment complex. So instead of throwing it inside the compactor, they throw it on the outside. So we have to help the groundskeeper. Maintenance usually helps the groundskeeper throw it all inside. And, you know, any big furniture, whatever that was left, we take it to the dumpster. You know, so we're just helping out. So we're cleaning up everything. And then, like, there's a lot of open trash because dogs and animals and shit rip open bags, right? And then the first thing that was spotted was this big old pink dildo, right?
What?
Yeah. It was fucking...
How big was it?
Bro, it was fucking monster size. It was like a colossal size dildo.
For real?
Yeah, large pink one. Veiny and shit. right? And the more we're going, like the more we're cleaning, we found a whip.
Oh, they were some freaks, bro.
It was some freaky. Well, she must have been like giving it up or something. Like,
I'm not gonna be a dominatrix anymore.
Yeah, hanging up her cum towel. You know, bro. Because there was and there was more sex toys like in there. It was like little vibrators and shit like that. And I was like, damn, like I don't know, either that or homeboy had a bad breakup and she left him and.
Some shit and left all their shit behind.
I don't know. But, yeah, that was pretty funny because we all were making jokes. And, like, one of the guys would come over, like, to help us. Like, the last one there, we started ragging on him. Like, yo, we found your dildo, bro. Did you throw it away by accident? Giving him a hard time and shit. Yeah. So that was pretty funny. And then the only other story that was kind of crazy, there was a leak, right? And... it was from the top floor. Some lady was moving out.
Motherfucker.
All right. No. Let me just get out the way. We'll save the best for last.
I don't know if it's the best, but all right. That's okay.
I'm just trying to butter you up. All
right.
So
I appreciate it.
Right. So
butter me up, daddy.
Buttery biscuit. but all right. So
that's what I'm talking about.
So man, shut up, man.
My bad, Doc. My bad.
Man, you gonna make people think we gay.
I mean, it ain't gay if you gay.
Only every other weekend. all right, so there's a leak, right? And on the top floor, because some lady was moving out, so she tried to sabotage on purpose because she got evicted, right?
Yeah.
So she tried to sabotage on purpose and left the water on, so it was leaking to the second and third floor. So the lady on the second floor calls the fire department and, you know, it's a big mess and we got to get everything situated and figured out. Basically, make a long story short, she comes to the office and I'm talking to her, you know, basically just trying to, you know, make her feel better about the situation. Like, oh, don't worry. We're going to dry everything up. We're going to get everything cleaned. We're going to get, you know, Spectrum in there. Yeah. She was like, oh, well, it's fine. I won't be there tomorrow anyway because I'm taking my dog on a vacation to Alaska.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's taking her dog. Yeah, my dog really isn't feeling Florida.
Bitch, I've never been to Alaska. You want to take me? What's up?
That's what I'm saying.
Good? You single?
I was about to say, woo.
What's up, mama?
Woo.
For reals.
But, I don't know. She kind of looked like a dog a little bit in the face. But,
oh, fuck.
You know what? I want to be really fucked. If, like, someone from my job listens to the podcast, because they're going to be like, oh, shit, you talking about everybody. So, but, so she's like, my dog, we just moved down here from Boston, and my dog's not accustomed to this heat. So, you know, I'm taking her to Alaska so she can, you know, and I'm just like, damn, okay. You know, big money. Shit.
Must be nice.
Those are the two stories this week. That's pretty much it, man. What about you?
So talking about coworkers, Karen from last week, the one that we
shout out to Karen. How you doing?
So she annoyed the shit out of me. Motherfucker! No, I was playing. I'm fucking with you, Karen. Because how you said, man, you're gonna be fucked to people that you work with. Can't wait till she listens to this. Anyways, so over at my security.
I mean, she got a whole episode.
Yeah, basically
shout out it to her. Named. We didn't do that for nobody.
No, we haven't done anything like that yet. So yeah, over at my security gig, bro. Long story short, because you know some shit popped off. I had to do what I do, and lay this fool out.
Damn, bro.
I didn't punch him. I didn't have to raise not one hand to like you know actually like punch him or hit him or nothing. But I did fuck him up a bit. Anyways, so he was knocking shit over, just acting a fool. And, like tried talking to his homie, and I was like, "Yo, man, like this dude's fucking making a big ass mess all over the place. Like, tell him chill out or fucking get him out or you know something. Like, look out for your boy. Otherwise, we're gonna have to drag him out of here." He's like, "What, man? I'm chilling. I'm chilling with my girl." Fucking don't tell me anything, blah, 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 you ain't gonna do shit. Bro, when somebody tells me I ain't gonna do something, then it's like, all right, motherfucker, you gonna challenge me? So what's up? Let's go. So I was like, Doc, I'm telling you, as a courtesy and trying to be cool, get your boy before I have to snatch his ass out of here.
Damn, you gave him a warning.
And then he goes, you're not gonna do it? I was like, all right, bro. I was like, so what the fuck happens is on you, all right? It's your fault. And he goes, all right. So then at this point, dude's already seeing me argue about him and everything else. And he's like, I got to leave. I was like, yeah. So then he starts like grabbing. We have buckets of beer and shit like that. He grabs the bucket. I'm like, nah, man, you ain't about to fucking fling that at me or whatever. So I push it back down. I'm like, dude, let go. He goes, no. I was like, dude, fucking let go. And he goes, no. So I grab his wrist and he finally lets go. And then I'm like, come on, let's go. And he goes, no, I'm not going nowhere. I was like, motherfucker, dude. And I'm not a small dude, but this dude was bigger than me. He was 6'4", about 350 pounds or so. I'm about 6 foot. I'm about 255. So good little bit of weight on me, a little bit of height. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I took my glasses off because I usually wear my glasses. I'm like, I'm not trying to get them broken or anything like that. I said, fuck it. As soon as I stepped away, I slid my glasses down the bar. And the bartender grabbed him. Tell me why this fool went to try to grab a bottle out of the bucket. And I was like, nah, motherfucker, you ain't gonna. Because we've had it before where somebody's beat one of the other guards over the head with a bottle and shit. And I was like, nah, that ain't about to happen to me. Fuck that. So I grabbed like his wrist and I pushed my thumb into like right in between. And like it just like he gave away. And like I flung the beer down. And I was just like, come here, bitch. And I fucking threw my arm around his neck and I just fucking went backwards with him and I threw him on the floor. And then it was a lot of weight, man. Like, I just got flung with him and I slid across the floor a little bit. Yeah. But, like, I hit the step that was, like, near us and, like, I kicked off and I jumped on top of him. And, like, I just said, good night. Go mimis. Go mimis. Yeah. And he went mimis. And, when we cuffed him and all that other shit and we picked him up, I was like, oh, fuck. There's hella blood running down his face. And motherfucker bit his tongue.
Oh, when
shit. When I took him down. When I threw him on the floor, he bit his tongue. I was like, oh, well, that's what the fuck you get, man. Oh, well, my bad. I didn't mean to, but shit happens.
That's what he gets for talking shit.
Yeah, right? And then his homie wanted to talk shit and try to talk shit. Like low key and like not, he wanted to talk shit and be kind to her, but not loud enough so people could hear what he was saying. And then at the very end, after the cops left and all this other shit, and like everybody left, he was like, oh, I just want to say sorry for the way that my homie was acting and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you're a fucking bitch, dude.
He bitched up for real.
Get the fuck out of my face, dog. Get the fuck out of my face. I was like, you're a bitch. Because he wanted to shake.
Hello? Yeah,
he's like all like that. I was like, yeah, homie, like that. The yo, fuck out of my face.
Close that app, bro. Close that app, bro. Are you going over the bridge?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you going over the bridge?
I'm already off. Can you still hear me or not?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, my bad. But yeah, I just told him, like, get the fuck out of my face. I'm not shaking your hand. Keep it moving.
G shit, bro.
Yeah, that was that. Wanna hop into comics?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
You have any pickups?
No.
Dude. For reals?
Bro, I don't know what's wrong with me, man, but I've been wanting comics and I just haven't been going to the shop. I've been working. I get out at 5 now. So it's like, I just want to go straight home.
I feel it, man.
It's like, fuck that. And the shop's actually farther away now. So it's like, damn. So I've been wanting some shit, but just not having.
Like, by the time that you get there, it's possibly going to be closed. I don't know what time the shops over there close, but over here they close like around 6, 7.
Yeah, I mean, so I can make feeling. It. I would be able to make it to the shop, but it's like I at 5, like with traffic, I don't get home till about 6 now. So I'm getting home at 6 o'clock. My kids go to bed at 8:30, so I'm trying to spend as much time as I can with them. Plus, yeah, dude, when I get home, I gotta eat.
Time with them,
boom, all that shit, all bro. That it's shit. Like I feel like a damn stepdad and shit.
Feel like I don't feel like a stepdad, bro. That's like a real motherfucking dad, bro. That's
yeah.
Some real motherfucking dad shit right there.
Nah, I'm saying, you know, I feel like I have like partial custody and shit.
That's not a stepdad. That's a deadbeat dad that only gets your kid every other weekend type of thing.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel sometimes, man. Because, like, damn, I only get play with my kids on the weekends. Like, during the week, it's like no time. But that's why, you know what I'm saying? We got to make this podcast blow up. Everybody, you know what I mean? Share it. Like it, you know, let your mama listen to it, and we can blow up, and then we won't have to work no more.
And, you know, I wouldn't have to be recording, driving, and all that other stuff. It's all your fault, all right?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, shit. Donate.
Donate
money to us.
We don't have a Patreon, but just give us money, goddammit.
Yeah, is it a Cash App?
Pay me.
You know my name.
For no reason.
First and last. I know, right? what if like everyone was like, no one ever asked.
They're like, fuck this, fuck these guys though.
And I was like, no one ever asked. Fuck yeah, yeah, we'll send you money. Next thing you know, it's like hundreds of dollars pouring in. Nah, yeah, but I know, right? We can only dream. No, we just do it for love. And that's all we need. Well, yeah, no, what were we saying? Oh, yeah, 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 just trying to get home fast, bro, is, like, fucking up. What about you? Did you get any comics?
Nah, man, I didn't get anything, bro. I haven't been to one's since, like, a week ago or something like that. Like, yeah, it's been a minute. I'm going to go this weekend because I got a Saturday off from the security gig.
Nice.
So I'm going to probably go by over there because I got I'm going to do overtime with my day job. And that's 8 hours, which is going to be dope because time and a half. It's going to be real nice on the check. But yeah, after I get out, man, probably going to shoot over to the comic shop and kick it with him because he's open until like 7 o'clock on Saturday. So.
Sam? He's open till Sam?
Till seven?
Sam.
Yeah. Is that how y'all say it out in Florida? Seven? Okay. Okay, sure. Why not? I don't know. I'm not country like that.
I don't know. Neither, sure. Neither am I.
Motherfuckers are talking like that over where I work at because it's, you know, country and shit.
So, yeah.
I'm just like, what the fuck did you just say? I don't know, bro. I speak English. Damn. Like, I don't even know what the fuck y'all talking about. Country shit.
But, yeah, anyways. No pickups. If I were to pick up something today, I would have probably got that Venom. That cover looking raw.
I got that in my box for sure.
Yeah.
Venom's on my pull list. Power Rangers is on my pull list. That's the only thing, man. Like, fuck, with this new job, I haven't had as much time to read comics like how we were before in the beginning, and I apologize to the listeners.
Yeah. They're like, man, we only listen for the comics, assholes.
Right.
Nah, but like, if I could have picked up something, like I said, I would have got Venom number 8. That's the one that came out. Cosmic Ghostwriter number 5 has their last issue.
Oh yeah, because it's a like kind of like a mini run, right?
Yeah.
Smaller.
Uncanny X-Men number 1. And like the million covers that come with it.
Yeah. Well, all that's how they've been doing every single title for the new number ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, mainly the important ones. But
no, because every title got like hella, like it was more than 5 for sure. Every title got more than 5 covers. like Wolverine, all the fucking suits, fucking Spider-Man, or Iron Man, all the fucking suits. And
Daredevil number 611, they have a new villain in this week's issue. Domino number 8, Morbius was going to make an appearance in that. The Black Order number 1 is showing signs. I don't know what that is, to be honest, but it's showing signs that it's going to sell out. So,
the Black Order?
Yeah.
Well, probably just because of it being linked to, you know, the movies and everything like that. People actually it's more mainstream. Like before, so the Black Order, who the fuck is the Black Order? And now people like, oh, I remember them from the movies.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty much all I was really looking out for. So,
you got any news, man? Because to be honest, I don't have shit.
I do. Wolverine, Infinity Watch number 1 is coming. It has basically Wolverine wearing the Infinity Gauntlet with the claws coming out of the Infinity Gauntlet.
Whoa, I'm gonna need that thing.
So, they didn't give a lot of information on it, but remember we were just talking about how they're like wearing the shit out of Wolverine. Well, here's another mini series with Wolverine.
It's okay. Give me that though. Give me that.
Yeah, but
Gauntlet, sure.
But they're saying that they might basically give a little insight on how he was revived and it, you know, so on and so forth.
So it's gonna have something to do with the Infinity Gauntlet then?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We were just talking about Uncanny X-Men number 1. Apparently there's 32 plus covers, which is crazy.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, that's a lot of covers. So, I don't know if you're trying to get them all, but...
Hell no, bro. I'm good.
You're going to have to break the bank. And the last thing...
I'm straight off that.
The last thing I had was basically Local Comic Shop Day. It is the 17th of this month.
LCS Day? Local Comic Shop Day.
Yeah. Is Juan participating in this?
I'm pretty sure, just because he just had a sale like last week or two weeks ago, whichever one that I was telling you about. And then he was saying that he was going to have another one in November, that he was actually going to have two, because he usually has one Black Friday. And then he has, I think, the Local Comic Shop Day, he does one as well.
Well, the Local Comic Shop Day. Hold on.
Shout out to Juan, CFA, Comic and Figure Addicts over in Union City. Dude, we got to make sure to promote this motherfucker. You know?
Yeah, definitely. But this is why I asked, okay? Local Comic Shop Day, people have sales and stuff like that. But just like Free Comic Book Day, I don't know if he's going to have any of the exclusives for Local Comic Book Day, Local Comic Shop Day. The reason I asked is because they have a few exclusives, but the one that stuck out to me is the Power Ranger Mystery Box.
Wait, what? Is it comics or what?
Yeah, it's a mystery box. It has a hardcover, and then it has a few special variants inside.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to talk to him about that. How much is that?
I don't know. I don't have a retail price. Each comic book shop, I believe, can set their own price on those.
I'll talk to him. I might try to see if I could talk to him later on today and be
talk to him. Man, they're limited. Good? They're limited to like 500, I believe.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah. So right, definitely. Let me talk to him then. Holla at him. But yeah, so go to your local comic shop, support them, you know, and yeah, show some love because. Without comic book shops, I know y'all be mad. Y'all be left with trying to go to Barnes & Noble for your comic books. But, yeah. So, that's all I have for comic book news.
The only thing that I got is it's not really news, man. It's just more like a little tweet from DC Comics about the whole entire Stan Lee thing. That they at least acknowledged it and everything like that. I mean, that's the only reason why I'm bringing it up now, because where else would it go other than comic book news?
Yeah.
So they tweeted out the same day. He said, they said, he changed the way we look at heroes in modern comics. We always bear his indelible, I've never heard of that, indelible mark. His infectious enthusiasm reminded us why we all fell in love with these stories in the first place. Excelsior, Stan.
Mm.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. Crazy, man. Still crazy. Yeah, that's probably the biggest comic book news this week. And you can see it on Instagram, too. Like, all the posts. Everyone's posting their pictures with them. Hey, don't you got a picture with them?
No, I don't.
See, that's the one thing I regret, not meeting him officially. I met him unofficially, but I never met him officially. And, yeah, regret that.
Chris. Yeah, me too. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I got to meet him in person and talk to him, but I didn't get a picture. But I did get that comic. And I'm very grateful that I got that comic back recently. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's like, damn. But that's what's up. Collectibles pickups. Did you get anything?
Fuck, no, no, just playing. I got some, man.
All right, cuckoo.
You get some?
Yeah, I got one thing.
Go! Oh shit, me too, man. Go for it, though.
I got the Spider-Hawk Funko Pop from Walgreens.
Dude, that's a pretty good fucking pickup.
It is. It's tight too. I even took it out of the box. I took a lot of shit out of the box because I'm setting up my collectibles on the shelves. So,
hey, that's what's yeah. Up, bro.
So Dario, you owe me a hot toy.
For what?
For taking all my shit out of the box? No.
Then what the fuck?
I don't know. I thought that's what he does. He buys people hot toys for opening up their figs.
That was for Ernie, dude.
Oh fuck. Well, that sucks. I gotta go put shit back in the packaging.
That was for Ernie only. Nobody else, man. Sorry.
Damn.
You aren't really like a in package collector like that, because you have opened up shit like him. Like, he hardly,
yeah, he was like hardcore.
Never opened up shit.
No, he opened up that Luke, that pilot.
Yeah,
Luke,
but he so. Had to. That's why.
Yeah,
that was part of the deal.
But you know what? Shout out to Ernie, even though he didn't shout us out. Shout out to him. We're gonna be the bigger men here.
Well, shout out to the Toy Migos. Period. So.
Yeah, but especially Ernie.
Except okay. except for Johnny for dissing you on that trade.
Bro.
Fucked up. Bro. You know what's hella funny, dude?
No, you didn't, man.
You know what's hella funny? The last episode or two episodes ago, something like that, he talked about getting one from Hawaii when he was in Hawaii. Damn. I was like, oh, so pretty much just Seth isn't getting his. And I hit him up about it, and it fucking nothing, crickets. And then was it like even funnier is that I hit him up about Comic-Con, and he talked to me about Comic-Con, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's like he put like his foot in his mouth, and he was like, "Oh fuck, why did I just
think it was
do
more
that?"
Like in the moment.
Yeah, it was like in the moment, and he was like, "Oh yeah, oh really?" Because he wanted the fig.
Yeah,
and then he didn't think, oh, I can just find it my damn self. But I mean, geez, man, you could have just said, hey, you know, a little, you know, I changed my mind.
Finding figures himself more.
I mean, but he could have just said, all right, hey, Seth, you know, sorry, bro, maybe you can trade me something else, or you know, hey, I found it, I appreciate it though. Instead of just cold turkey ignoring me, I'm like, damn, son, this is shit.
He's
out
like,
of me.
Peace out, bro.
And I bought another one too. I actually bought two that way. I had one for myself and then one to trade him. So he actually made me waste $20. I guess I can go return it, get some credit, and then get something else, but it's cool. It's cool, Johnny. I still fucks with the Toy Migos, you know what I mean? It's cool, dog. It's cool. All But yeah, what you
you're
got?
All hurt, you're all hurt and shit.
Nah, man, so, it's cool. It's cool, Johnny, man. Johnny Tsunami. It's cool.
You're stupid. So the other day I stopped off over at GameStop. Just browsing. I was actually on the phone with you. I forgot about that. I was just bullshitting, man, in there looking around. And just I actually went to the mall to find some shoes. Didn't find any. But of course, I'd find a fucking action figure to pick up, right?
Yeah.
I went to the clearance section and they had the Demogorgon on clearance for 50% off. So I was like, dope. Normal price is I think $40. Yeah, it was $40 because it was only 20. So I was like, dude, fuck yeah, I'll take that. So for $20, it's not too fucking bad. Great fucking, you know, paint apps, great fucking sculpt on it. Articulation isn't too bad. It's actually pretty decent. There's just no ankle rockers, of course. You know me, how I like that. But, I mean, it kind of, with the way that everything rotates, you kind of don't need it. And it's not like he does any crazy, like, splits or anything else like that anyways. But, yeah, man, like, it's cool because, like, his diaphragm joint gets some pretty good, you know, range forward and not too much back. But then side to side is good. Yeah, just overall, it's pretty good and it's done fairly well. The only gripe I have is that I wish that the head, like the little, the pedal looking things,
articulate. That would be tight.
Yeah, that would be dope. Like if they had them like on ball pegs or some shit like that, like they could close. Yeah. Other than that, man, everything else is fucking great. Like it's really good, actually.
That's just McFarlane all the way. Good sculpts, bad articulation.
No, the articulation isn't bad.
Like, but it's not good either.
It's good. Just the ankles is the only gripe that I have with it. Other than that, it has really good range. I mean, cool. I don't care about him not going back a whole lot. I kind of don't remember him doing that. I remember him being hunched over, and he could do that very good, like forward and side to side. So, I mean, I'd give it, like, you know, it's a really good fucking figure. $20.
Better than most McFarlane.
Oh, yeah, by far, because most things, all you could do is just, you know, a little swivel and this and that. That's about it.
Yeah, let's hope you get that that spawn, that highly articulated spawn.
That they come out with one.
You know who would do a good spawn, I think?
Who?
Rebel Tech.
Oh, bro. I've seen people do a custom of that with using the Deadpool.
Yeah.
Sick as fuck, man.
Yeah, I think Ty McFarlane needs to... let a few people get their hands on that and try to do a fig.
Yeah,
I think it'd be tight.
He don't ever give out his properties, man.
Nah, man, he wants all that money. I don't blame him. But cool. That's what's up. Let's go ahead and get into.
Well, we got news, man. News. I got news.
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you start us off?
I got some news, man. I got some motherfucking news. All right, so what I got... Let me see. Where am I going to start? So Synthetic Humans, that's not what it's called. 1,000 Toys?
Yeah.
They got some stuff that's coming out. It's called The New Synth Initiative Continues. Or The New Synth Initiative. There's a blue one and a red one. Sorry, I was just reading the continuous one because the blue one got announced first. These things look like some Tron type, Mega Man type characters because they have blasters and shit like that. Their articulation is pretty fucking crazy and they could get in some pretty good range and all that other stuff. They're called Gliosynth.
Okay.
Which is introducing Gliosynth, a epic crossover between Onel Design and Thousands Toy. I don't know who that is. But the blue one is Faden, and then the red one is Buildman. And they're going to be debuting at DesignerCon this weekend at booth 3428.
So, okay.
Yeah, this weekend. So the 16th to the 18th. So, shit, yeah. That's cool. And then after that, they're going to be making their way to Tokyo Comic Con and then somewhere else. What the fuck is that called? Toy Something 2018. I forgot, but that's going to be like the next set of exclusives that they're going to be doing. I don't know. Like, these look like something that I would pick up. The other ones that they've showed off, like, in the past, especially the last one that I was telling you that was, like, half, like, robot and half, like, shark or whatever, I was like, yeah, hard pass on that shit. The kind of, like, cyborg-looking things, those ones have been cool, and, like, the translucent ones and the different ones, those are cool, and I'd probably pick them up. But they do also have another one that got announced that's called Aitsu. A-I-T-S-U. And it's also an unsynth one. What should we call it? This one, though, looks weird as fuck. So it's basically like a human upper body. And like his arm could change out. And he has like a cannon arm. And he has like a robot lower body. And it's just like he constantly has like his mouth like open in like a yelling pose. And he has like a mini lightsaber dildo looking thing as well that he could hold on to. It looks funny, dude. I'm gonna send you the picture. It honestly looks like the like a vibrator, like a big old dildo type thing. Because you know how they have like the little thing for the clit.
Yeah, he had a little clit tickler.
Yeah, the clit tickler or whatever.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it looks like. But the only cool thing I like about it is that he does come with two hands.
Yeah, it does look like,
right?
I told you. I think it looks wand. More like. Yeah, it goes like, it looks like
a, it's like a lightsaber ass. Fucking
why you
go in the kitchen and tickle the butthole at the same time?
At the same time, bro. DP on him.
But the only cool thing is that he comes with some hands so he could flip you off.
Yeah.
And he comes with two of those hands. I mean,
I like the like anime style of it. It's pretty cool.
I mean, it looks all right, but I'm just like past. The other ones, though, like I like them because, here, I'll send you what the other ones look like. So you can know what the fuck I'm talking about. They look like some Mega Man type characters. They look pretty dope. Like Tron / Mega Man type things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. Like they some common, right? Some Kamen Rider type stuff.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there we go.
So I can see there being like a I can see turning this little dildo guy. I can see turning him into a Bruce Lee.
Yo, that's the first thing that I thought is like, oh, fucking Bruce Lee over here.
Yeah, but I mean, the head obviously is weird as fuck.
Yeah, but you could get like a Figma or some shit like that. I don't know. Like, it just hella reminded me, though, of fucking, what's it called? Oh my God, Bruce Lee, too. Like, that's the first thing that I thought of right off the top of my head.
Yeah, so.
I got some more stuff, but do you have anything?
Yeah, I do. Mafex coming out with fucking Miles Morales Spider-Man. Have you seen that?
Yeah, dude, that's actually one of the things that I was going to bring up, but it's all good. Take it away.
Yeah, I mean, pretty basic. It looks like a bodycoon with.
That's pretty much exactly what I was going to say. Bodycoon that's just painted.
All right, so
we got cut off yesterday.
Yeah, the Mafex Miles Morales was the last thing I was talking about, and I was saying how I don't know why no one's capitalizing off the movie with the Nikes and shit and the hoodie.
You know, somebody's gonna come out with that shit eventually, bro.
Yeah.
Someone's going to come out with that shit eventually. And people are going to be down to buy it. Cause, I mean, they may not be Jordans, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, that'd probably be the only thing.
Or Nikes. But they'll probably just be like a generic-looking sneaker that kind of looks like it a little bit. It's just like white and red with a little bit of black or something like that. Because it's the Chicago ones, right, that they look like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So it's just, I don't know, it's crazy, man.
But yeah, man, I mean, what you said, you hit the nail on the head, bro. Fucking, it just looks like a customized bodycoon. And, believe it or not, D Amazing, he has like a bunch of these, like, well, it already looks, I think he already had a Miles Morales, but he had like a Spidey 2099, Black Symbiote Spider-Man and regular Spider-Man, like just done on a bodycoon.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about now. And he has a bunch of these. Register, but yeah, he did big time Spidey and stuff.
Yeah, yep. That's what I was going to say. He has a big time. And I think he also has Future Foundation, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Yeah, it's an easy custom, man. And they actually come out really nice and clean. But what are you going to do?
Get paid from doing them?
Yeah, I know, right? So that's really.
But yeah, Mafex could get super, like, they could hella capitalize off this shit, man.
Yeah.
We're just doing the rest of the Spider-Verse. It's easy. Easy money, bro. Easy money.
That's it. What else you got for collectibles?
Revel Tech Iron Man. You see that shit?
Yeah, man. That shit's pretty tight.
Really? I don't know, man. I'm like, eh.
The thing is, Iron Man figs are a dime a dozen, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's like, you know, and they got all the new suits, but they're pretty much the same. And I don't know. I just like I like the anime style of Rebel Tech. That's really it. That's the only reason why I like it. Because it's like real anime-ish.
I get that. I know. But I'm like, eh. I mean, I guess the canon feature with like all the little like blasting effects is kind of cool. But honestly, just pass, bro. I'm way good on
that. I mean,
that.
Yeah, pass, definitely. But it still looks cool.
Jeez. I don't know. Yeah, I'll pass off that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my bad, man. Do you you don't have anything else? Because I got a few other things. I was had more shit in that. Because they also showed off and put up for pre-order the John Stewart Mezco. And this looks great. I like it. Green Lantern. Kyle Rayner is my favorite. Because he's, I believe, half Mexican. John Stewart, close second, and then Hal Jordan is actually my least favorite Green Lantern. Well, no. I say he's third, and Guy Gardner, I hate Guy Gardner. He's my least favorite out of the four.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid-ass haircut.
Yeah, stupid bowl haircut. I hate that motherfucker.
Yeah,
but, I agree. Dude, did you see the images, though, bro? Because you know how they do the little promo images and shit like that? To show them, like, with their accessories and this and that and all that other shit?
Nah, because I don't really pay attention to Mezco like that.
Okay. Well, what I'm just about is that in one of them, he's powering up his ring with the lantern, right? And there's a fucking Sinestro coming at him. So they haven't announced the Sinestro, but, I mean, there you go. Little spoiler.
Yeah, I mean, peek. Sinestro, I like Sinestro, so.
Sinestro's dope. I like the Sinestro. He's definitely cool.
Yeah.
You know what I would lose my shit for? An Atrocitus. But, believe it or not, I would like Storm Collectibles to do Atrocitus, because Mezco's cool and all, but the way that Storm Collectibles executes everything,
yeah,
I'd say Storm Collectibles, Atrocitus from Injustice. Give me that.
Okay, all right.
I'm just wishing here. Not even news. I'm just saying that's what I would like.
Nah, I hear it. All right.
Yeah, that's all I got, bro. That's all I got.
I could have swore something else came out today that I seen, but I'll probably just say it on the next episode. Yeah. For the next episode. All right, cool. So you want to go ahead and get into anime?
Yeah, let's hop into it.
You said you had some stuff for anime, right?
I said that? I don't remember. I
think you did.
I know there's like a little small announcement of the creators of Castlevania, or the not the creators of Castlevania, well, the creators of at least the animation Netflix original Castlevania.
Yeah.
They there are speculations and this and that. They're saying that they would like to do Legends of Zelda, and people took it and they ran with it. Oh, confirm Legend of Zelda, blah, blah, blah. And Nintendo came out and said, yeah, no, we're not doing this. Not at all. No, not happening. They shut that shit down.
Wow.
So honestly, I was like, oh, that could be dope. That could work. But yeah, that's not going to happen.
Wow. Well, sorry to burst your bubble, but it's not happening. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's why a lot of people were surprised that they were doing that Detective Pikachu live action because Nintendo doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
They don't let their properties go for nothing.
Well, I guess spoilers for later on. Should we just talk about it now?
Sure.
You already brought it up, Detective Pikachu.
Sure. I mean, it's kind of anime.
Anime is more movies, but yeah, anime.
All right, so Defective Pikachu.
What do you think, Detective Pikachu?
Oh, it's not Defective Pikachu?
No, Detective. Oh. Detective. Detective.
Oh, shit, I watched the wrong trailer, bro.
Oh, fuck. Ryan Reynolds voicing Pikachu kind of did seem a little defective.
Yeah, nah, it threw me off a little bit, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah, but all I hear is Deadpool. I don't hear Ryan Reynolds because it's the same humor, and it's like,
yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually am looking forward to it. So we got some haters amongst our friends, but you know, haters gonna hate.
Oh, fucking Nate and Chubbs and all them guys.
I mean, I was gonna say no names, but. You put it out
fuck
there.
Them guys. No, I mean, I kind of like it because, to be honest, I mean, it kind of seems a live action-y, like, well, because they have the artwork out there of how Pokemon would look like in real life, you know, realistic looking Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they pretty much took that artwork, like the concept fan art that's out there, they took it and they transformed it and put it out there. And we got fucking mention of, it's more than just Kanto type Pokemon. There's Johto and Hoenn and this and that. They talk about Steelix and they got the posters like for the Pokemon tournaments. I really like it because I love Pokemon. I still play Pokemon. It's something that me and my kids bonded over. And it's multi-generational and shit like that because, you know, going 25 years strong and shit. So it's two generations right there. Like I said, me and my kids. This is something that I could go watch and take the kids. And I don't know. I like it. Maybe it's just more the nostalgic factor for me, more nostalgia that I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to go watch this shit. And like, let's do it. And it looks kind of cool. It doesn't look like shit. To me, it doesn't. It doesn't look like shit to me. It looks kind of cool. I like it. I'm with it.
There you go. All right, so it's not really news, but I think it's something cool. Since, you know, we are talking about Stan Lee and everything, this episode, did you know that Stan Lee had, his hand in, he dabbled in anime a little bit? Did you know that?
Nah, what the hell? Are you serious?
Yeah, he had a hand in creating two animes. Okay.
Which ones?
Hero Man and The Reflection.
I've never heard of either one of those.
Me either.
What the fuck are those?
But apparently, you know, now that, you know, fortunately now we are hearing about this. They're both animes. They're older, but not too old.
And they're gonna get a revamp or reboot or some shit like that.
Well, no. They're streaming now. They're streaming now, and he actually does have cameos in both.
No way.
Yeah. Real. So,
oh, cool.
You want to go see some anime Stan? You can check them out. It's on Crunchyroll. Yeah. It's on Crunchyroll, Hulu, and Funimation. So,
hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, go check that out, man, and just you know, soak up all that.
Hey,
Stan
real quick,
Lee.
With Stan Lee, bro.
Stan Lee love.
We forgot to bring up whatchamacallit, the shit with his daughter.
Oh,
you hear that bullshit that happened?
Dirt Man.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. She was all like, yo, right before he passed away, we were working on the character together. I feel like this is just her trying to hype herself up and a cash grab for her. One last time trying to make some money off her pops. She's a fucking bitch, dude. For real.
Everyone, yeah, I don't know, dude. It's crazy because I hear nothing but negatives about whole thing.
At Silicon Valley Comic Con, her whole entire thing was like, she had like some book or some other shit like that was like based off her father, and no one was standing in line, and she was like charging like 50, 60 bucks or some shit like that to get the book and have it signed by her. And it's like, bitch, who are you?
Yeah. You're Stanley's daughter.
Why would anyone want anything from you?
I'd rather meet Shannon Lee, Bruce Lee's daughter.
Yeah. Give me that.
Yeah. She's kind of hot.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, give me some of that. But no, yeah, man, it's crazy. Dirt Man too. What a horrible name. I don't even think for a second that Stan Lee put, you know, Dirt Man. Come on.
I can't see him doing some shit like that.
No, Dirt Man. No.
I mean, I get it, Spider-Man, you know, that's not the most clever fucking name in the world, but Dirt Man?
Yeah.
What? That doesn't.
Yeah.
What are his powers? What is the story?
I don't know. No, apparently we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm kind of more interested in finding out how she's going to fucking explain this shit and, like, spin it and all that other shit, you know, like, justify. Oh, this is my dad's last dying wish type crazy bullshit. I don't know, something like that, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, who knows? There's, shit, speaking of that, I mean, I know we're out of comic book news, but
fuck,
shit.
We're in anime and fucking, we're fucking talking about comics.
God, this is Stanley, yeah, centric episode, man. But, apparently there's a book. It's Marvel 75th anniversary issue, and it has, like, a young Stanley on the cover. And, it was just crazy because, it shot up to like people are trying to sell it for like $800 online, and it's like not even worth that. It's like a dollar book just a week ago, and people are capitalizing off of his death. So it's crazy. So yeah, don't buy that book. That way, no one gets money. Just hang on.
You're looking out.
Let everything go. You know, let everything pass. Let this whole pass. And this whole thing passed, and then
let the prices settle a little bit.
Settle a little bit. I think everything will drop right back down, and you know how it is.
Everybody's like, I want something that's signed by Stan Lee. Yeah. I was like, man, if you guys only knew how much shit he signed.
Yeah. That's the thing. He signed a lot of stuff. So
he signed just real quick. Sorry. Ah, God damn it, man. I keep on talking about it. So, at Silicon Valley Comic Con, he signed like 100 slabs of books.
That's what I'm saying.
That was just in the morning. Just in the morning. 100.
Yeah. Don't support people capitalizing off death. Unless it's CFA, Comic Figure Addicts. I'm sorry.
There we go.
In that case, you know, go ahead. But anybody else? Yeah, man, fuck them.
We're going to tell Juan about that shit. Hey, just real quick, though, with what you got? I started watching Seven Deadly Sins. I like it. Really interesting. Caught my attention quick. The main character, I honestly forgot what the fuck his name is. I've only watched 2 episodes. Caught my interest though, but he's like, you know, the dorky, you know, kind of nim-witted, you know, Goku, like a Goku type character.
Oh, okay.
It's Shonen Jump too, so I mean, all their main protagonists are, you know, kind of derpy, you know, care about their friends, this and that, all this other bullshit. Like some character that's supposed to be like one of the strongest characters that there is, like was like in a castle and threw like this lightning spear, and he just threw it randomly like at this town, right? And the main character, he saved the town. He caught it with his bare hand, and all it did was just scratch his hand a little bit, and he was like bleeding from it.
So he threw it right back
where it came from, and he sliced like the dude in the castle. He sliced his face, and then like he was like laughing, saying that he was gonna go destroy the town for him. And there was like some mystical sword that's supposed to like grant this power and all this other shit. I was like stuck in stone, basically like the King Arthur Excalibur type story.
Yeah.
And like all. All these people were like, and he stares at it and he just throws it to the ground. He's like, this sword's weak.
Damn.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be like some type of sword that grants like a bunch of power and all kinds of other shit. And he's like, why do I need anything like that this week? So I'm interested in that. I've watched the first 2 episodes. And then I've been keeping up with Tokyo Ghoul. I did not finish this week's episode, but I did watch about half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the original characters from the first season, Juzo, he's taken over as like the main special investigator, the last line of defense. And I forgot to talk about it in the episode before this, but he has like some crazy ass armor that he uses that basically makes him like the Flash, and he could tap into like the Speed Force, bro. Like, it's like some crazy medieval black armor that like has like purple electricity, but he can move super fucking fast with it. Like, he fucked up like one of the ghouls hella bad, like chopped her into like little bits. He was able to move faster than them, because they're supposed to be stronger and faster than regular humans. And
So they're stronger and faster than fucking ghouls.
Yeah, and then so he's the last line of defense, and what should we call it? The beginning of the episode, there's a bunch of clowns. They're all supposed to be ghouls, right? And they're attacking all the different wards. There's basically a whole bunch of little different towns. I think there's like 18 different ones. And the CCG, they oversee all of them, and they have private investigators for every single ward, basically like different police departments. So like they deploy everybody to go investigate and kill all the clowns, right?
Mm.
And they send Juzo out there because shit's starting to go bad, because like they're getting most of the wards under control, but then there's like extra ghouls coming to attack and this and that, and you know, the tide's going back and forth. Juzo goes out there and he realizes, he goes, wait, they're not ghouls. And then everybody's like, wait, what? And then like he runs up to like one of the clowns, because they have clown masks on and they're like wearing jester outfits. He runs up and like he slices his sword across the face, but all it does is slice open the mask. Really impractical, you know, to slice a fucking mask. Like, you could hurt somebody, obviously. But so he slices it off, and it's a fucking human. And what the ghouls did is they stitched their mouths shut. And they were making them do this. And basically what they did is they were making them hold balloons, and the balloons had explosives. So that's their hands were tied, and they had to hold the balloons, and their mouths were stitched shut so they couldn't tell them anything, and they were made to walk forward. If they didn't walk forward, they were going to die. So they had to basically be kamikazes.
That reminds me of that shit from Batman, where the Joker put the tape, the guns to the hand, and put the clown mask on them.
When was that?
Batman Returns. Dark Knight Returns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. I was, no, just because that lightweight reminded me of the Daredevil and Punisher thing.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah. So. That's what's up. Anything else for anime?
No, that's all I watch, man. Fucking, I'm slacking this week. I've been super tired, super busy. Less than 6 hours of sleep every day. So it's like the free time I have, unfortunately, I'm not looking up shit for the cast. So
I feel it, but it's okay, bro. It's okay. It's all gonna be good.
Yeah, I knew
that. I thought the Stan Lee thing was pretty cool, but other than that, I did have I had something. That's the thing. When you see something and you're like, oh, I'll get back to that later, I'll think of that later.
Yeah.
And then it just fucking, I dropped the ball on it. No, actually, I dropped the ball on, they were showing the Bardock movie. They were doing a double feature.
Oh, that with the Fusion Reborn or some shit like that with Gogeta?
Yeah, I dropped the ball on that, though.
Oh, well, fuck it.
So, you know, that passed, but we do still have Broly coming back. And the promo card that you got with...
That's in January.
Yeah, and then with the promo card you got with the Bardock movie is actually going to be the same one for the Broly movie. So,
oh, for real, it's going to be a Bardock card. That's stupid. They should have came out with a different one, man. It was like, it's not like Bardock. Well, we don't know what type of role Bardock's going to have, but I mean, he's going to be. Yeah. Supporting character, not a main character.
Yeah. But it's probably just going to be a flashback scene, more than likely. So.
Like, let's go. To give a Bardock card for Bardock's movie, and to give whatever movie. Make.
Yeah, they just probably didn't feel like printing a new card for.
Am I lagging or what?
Yeah, you lagging. But it's cool.
For us, like, am I breaking up?
Or yeah. What? Yeah, you were.
Oh, my bad.
Now you sound a little better.
Okay, my bad. I'm hopping on the breeze.
But, yeah, so that was really it. Video games, what you got?
For video games?
Yeah.
The motherfucking thing, homie.
Okay, so PlayStation 5 is being talked about. You got rumors and shit like that coming out. Well, I got something better than rumors. I got leaks. All right, so soon as I pull up my article from a source with knowledge, shout out to Dario.
Oh, my God.
Even though he's not the one who gave me this information. All right, so the public unveiling of PS5 hardware is scheduled for February 21st, 2019. The final hardware reveal date is bouncing between August and September of 2019. Possibly at GamesCon. PS5
so
release date.
By 2020, we'll have a new system, huh?
Well, here you go. PS5 release date for Japan and the United States is planned for November 16th, 2019. Second tier regions, Europe and Australia, planned for November 23rd. Fuck, worldwide, man. No later than December 7th.
Next year.
Boom. God, what the fuck balls? Okay,
that's crazy, bro.
But let me talk to my people right quick. All right, let me talk to y'all. I bought my PS4 the day one. I was excited as fuck, and guess what? Ain't shit come out for this motherfucker for like 3, 4, 5 months. It is like pointless. It was pointless for me to buy this day one.
There's no point in buying shit they want anymore.
Nope.
Because there's not only no that, then you point. Have the bugs and all the other shit that they got to work out. It's always better to wait.
There's
but
there's that.
Always those people like, oh, I need it right away. I need to be there.
That's what it was, man. And you know what? I was just disappointed. I also did the same thing with the Nintendo Switch. And it was just, it's pointless, man. It really is. There's no point in buying a system day one. Just wait. And that's the only advice I can give everybody. I've been through it twice already.
I looked up real quick just some Black Friday news. Because Black Friday is next week. I don't know if you want to hop into that if you have anything for Black Friday. Maybe we can go over that shit real quick.
I mean, yeah, we can go over some Black Friday shit.
So PS4, 1 TB Slim, the Spider-Man bundle. That's going to be $200. So yeah. 1 TB PS4.
And that's not a bad deal, to be honest.
Hell no, dude. I cashed out I didn't have to pay a whole lot out of my own pocket just because trading. But it was still like over $300.
Yeah.
With trade.
And then the game is 60 still, so.
Yeah.
It's like, and then, yeah.
Then they have the Xbox One S terabyte with Minecraft. And it's going to be a white Xbox S for $200.
Bro, I might just try to sell my PlayStation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Then they have the Xbox One X, 1 TB. That's, you know, some heavy-duty shit, the X. 1 TB, and that's going to be $400. That's kind of cool, huh? They're going to have the Xbox One X 1 TB Gold Rush special edition for Battlefield 5 with 4K Blu-ray. And that's going to be $430. So for all you guys that like that.
Yeah, I don't know. 4K is also pointless. Pointless right now to me. Because you got to get everything. You got to get the 4K box, the 4K TV, the system.
Well, it comes with the box and it comes with the cables and everything else. You just got to get the TV.
No, I'm talking about, like, you know, if you want, you got to get the TV. But then if you want your regular cable, you have to get the 4K cable box from your cable company.
Oh, from your
cable. Yeah. And then, like, your Blu-rays, you can't just buy the Blu-ray anymore. You got to get the 4K discs. So, yeah.
You're talking about Switch. So the Switch has a Mario Kart 8 Deluxe bundle for $300. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's still too much. Like, if they had a bundle for, like, two, like the PlayStation, it'd be fucking, I'd be on that shit.
Fuck.
I ended up selling mine. I told you, right?
Yeah.
I sold my Switch. I sold my Switch, bro. After I beat Breath of the Wild, Breath of the Wild.
You were like, fuck yeah, I don't need it.
Yeah. I didn't need it because Mario wasn't coming out for like a whole nother year. And, you know, that it looks pretty cool, but it's just nothing. The only thing I liked about it is like I can lay in bed at night before bed and play it and then turn it off and that's it. But
and then your wife could yell at you for fucking not spending time with her because you got video games in the bed.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't care. Like, so I would have like hit her upside the head with it.
You wild. You would have smacked her with the fucking...
Smack her with the Joy-Cons. See, that's what you do. You play the game, and then you detach the Joy-Cons and use those to get freaky with. You didn't know you can get freaky with them Joy-Cons, huh? Yeah, man.
You're dumb as hell, boy.
Why do you think they call them Joy-Cons?
Oh, I'll bring you some joy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Put that one in a vibrating, know what I'm saying?
This ain't the sex cast, dog. What the fuck wrong with you?
Nah, man, but you know what? You know what's crazy? Speaking of sex cast, there's these two women that, there's this like an ad on the radio about, the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. Uh-huh. And I was like, damn, like we should be on that and we'd probably win for the best geeky podcast ever, but hold on one second. Hold on one second. No? You want to say hi to the podcast? Say hi, everybody. No? All right, go to bed. Love you. Parent life. My daughter.
Who was that?
That was my daughter.
Arya?
Yeah.
Arya Stark?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Gotta name my kids after some geeky shit. What I was saying was, what was I saying?
I don't know.
My daughter threw me off. So the podcast awards, right?
Radio or some shit.
So I looked into it just to see if there was like a geeky, because anyone can join, really. To be honest with you, you can enter your own podcast and get people to vote. But you know, I was looking into it, and there's like a sex podcast with two girls, and they are like blow the fuck up, like they blew the fuck up. For real. And all they talk about is just like...
They blow for reals.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, all they do is talk about sex, man. I was like, damn. Me and Gil can talk about sex?
I don't have sex like that.
Yeah. You just gotta talk about how many guys you've blown, bro. That's it.
Whoa, fuck you. I don't do that shit. That's you, my dude. They're working at that hotel.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah. Speaking of, even though like... I don't know if the listeners know.
How many motherfucking stories you got? God damn.
But just today, because this podcast is in two sections. But just today, I'm doing a trash out. Basically, people who left the apartments and they left trash. So I'm fucking taking out the trash, man. There's fuzzy handcuffs, ankle cuffs, anal beads. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck? Yeah, bro, there's some freaky ass people living in these complexes, man.
For real?
Yeah, man. She was like 90, bro.
No fucking way. Are you kidding me?
She was old as fuck.
For real, like 90, or is she like 50, 60?
I don't know, bro. She was old as fuck, bro. Getting her freak on. But nah, alright, so enough about the...
Well, respect to her.
Alright, enough with the sex talk with Gil and Seth.
You stupid.
But yeah, so let's go ahead and get into TV and movies.
TV and movies. What you got? Wreck-It Ralph comes out this weekend.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Just for that. Wreck-It Ralph comes out, and then Crimes Against Grindelwald comes out. I'm going to check out both of those by the time that next cast. I'm going to watch both of those.
Okay. I won't be watching none of those. I don't know. I might take my kids to
see. Short little review by myself.
I don't know. I might bring my kids to see Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah, who said it like that? Who said it like that?
Gain the pothead?
Nah. Nah, I actually don't smoke.
A little said it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to a little man over at the League of Geeks podcast.
Am I lagging a little bit?
You were. No, now you're not.
Okay, my bad. Hopping on the bridge. But yeah, so you ain't a pothead or what?
Nah, bro. I don't do drugs, bro.
Talking about Harry Potter, motherfucker.
I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm a pothead, but I like it. But I wouldn't go as far as saying.
Go watch next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because over at AMC over here is buy one ticket, get one free.
What?
So you get like, I was like, what? I guess for like the month of November. So like, I gave my cousin $10. This is only like $6. So I was like, here goes 10. Buy me two tickets, one for me, one for Leilani.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm done with that shit. Cause like, it's already like a cheap day. It's like $6 or whatever Tuesday, and then just buy one, get one free for whatever reason, the month of November. I was like, all right, I'm with that. Some type of promo she said that they're doing or something like that over here. I don't know if that's at every AMC, but yeah.
Tight.
Can't beat that shit, man. $6.
Nah, hell no, man. So go to AMC. Check out a movie this weekend. Take a loved one. Take someone you care about. Take your dog if you have no one in your life. Fucking do it. Life is short.
I feel like you're trying to send a message.
I am. A positive one. Positive one. No, I'm not. Nope. No subliminals here. I'll tell you straight up because I'm a real motherfucker. All right. So.
You're stupid.
The Mandalorian live action TV show. Pedro Pascal. From Game of Thrones. He was also in what's that fucking movie with Channing Tatum and
Channing Tatum.
Yeah. He's practically like my twin. I'm tired of getting confused with Channing Tatum, bro. It's getting annoying. So
yeah, that's gotta be hella aggravating.
Bro, all the time. It's like, oh my god, you Channing Tatum, dance for me. I'm like, no, bitch, I'm me. And that's all I can be. All right.
Do you do the truffle shuffle?
Nah.
Jiggle the belly? Nah, you sure?
No. I don't.
I can see you being the motherfucker from Goonies growing up, but I don't
know
about
you. You probably
hate yums.
You sound like a real hater right now, though, to be honest, because
I love you, though, just for that stupid dick sucking comment you made, motherfucker.
All right. Yo, fuck you. Yeah, so you know who Pedro Pascal is, right?
Yeah.
He was in Kingsman 2, and he was in Game of Thrones. He was also in that movie with what's his name? You said
The Kingsman or not?
Yeah, Kingsman 2.
Talking about second one. Kingsman 3, I guess, is going to be a prequel, so Eggsy's not going to be in it. I heard people talking about that, and I'm like, eh, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't give a fuck. Same here, bro. But yeah, so apparently, I don't know, I'm guessing he's going to be the Mandalorian. I like him as an actor. I mean, he always plays like a
for sure, that's confirmed he's going to be the Mandalorian?
Yeah, it's confirmed, bro.
Okay, sure. I wasn't sure just because I haven't been up on my shit, man. My bad.
Nah, but the thing is, like, I watched him in he was in Denzel, he was in Equalizer 2, and he was in fucking Kingsman 2.
That? I still haven't watched that.
I liked it. I love Denzel, bro. So I liked it, but it was crazy because he played almost the same exact character in both movies. It was funny.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah. So. But yeah, man.
Real quick, fucking just because we're in TV, I did watch something other than some anime. I watched that John Leguizamo special, the stand-up.
Yeah.
The Latin Culture for Morons or some shit like that. It was actually pretty good, man. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Would it teach my white ass something?
Yeah, it would. It taught my fucking
brown ass something.
Yeah.
I guess, oh, yeah. Fuck, dude. I'm all over the place. See? My fucking notes right here. I'm looking over my notes. I forgot to say, we're going to cut back to collectibles real quick. All right, so Star Wars, God the Black damn. Series.
This is a fucked up cast where we can't keep our shit in order.
Right, so Star Wars, the Black Series, archive
series. I told you, bitch.
As you and fucking
didn't we make a bet about
Dario?
That
no, we did not. We did
Are you
not.
Sure about that?
I'm sure.
We might have to roll about back Spider-Man. The tape on that one.
It's the Spider-Man Noir, and I want my figure because I'm going to win that one. But no, I'm just dropping some news. So the pre-orders went up. Hey, man.
What?
Pre-orders went up.
Don't give a fuck.
There's two Pilot Luke, two Boba, two Bosk. There's two of me in each case. So it's not going to be super hard to get. So once again,
plentiful.
Yeah, so don't go on fucking eBay and pay $60 for a Boba Fett because you don't think you're going to be able to get one.
I mean, if you're an idiot, sure.
Yeah. Like a lot of people. But, yeah. All right. So back to TV and movies. You was watching? What was you watching?
John Leguizamo.
The Latino. Yeah. I like John Leguizamo. He's I think he's a highly underrated actor, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Shit, what did I watch lately? I watched something lately. Oh, I finally watched Ant-Man and Wasp.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was all right. It was like the same as the last one. Yeah, it was it's a good movie. Like, it's just like a good comedy.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't think superhero movie for some reason. Did I like the character Ghost?
It's a fun family movie, I think.
Yeah. It definitely was. It's something I can watch with the kids because I was going to watch Predator. Right? And can't watch that with the kids. Oh, and I was watching, I'm into my martial arts shit. Shout out to Chubbs because he's my martial arts brother.
Chubby dude.
Yeah. And basically, I watched Night Comes for Us, and it's a Netflix movie, and it has, you know who Iwo Kuwais is? You know who he is?
I have no idea who that is.
He was in The Raid Redemption. He was just...
no clue.
Well, he's a martial artist, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And he's a badass. And if you've never seen The Raid or The Raid Redemption, I highly recommend that. So go check that out now.
Okay, let me hop off so I can go watch that. I'll hit you up in a couple hours, right?
All
right,
and we'll get back and we'll get a review on that.
And we're back. Oh, man, those were fucking great. I loved them. Oh, my God. Phenomenal.
Yeah. So the night comes for us. It was pretty fucking cool. All right. It had to do with like triads and
Netflix
shit.
Netflix or what?
Netflix, yeah. I mean, there's just to give you a little insight, it's fucking gory as fuck. There's a butcher scene where they're in a butcher shop and he fucking literally like stabs motherfuckers in the neck with fucking bones and shit.
Oh, for real?
That's yeah, crazy. Like, yeah.
What is it called again?
The Night Comes for Us.
Send me a message about Bro, that or something like that.
It reminds me of like a live action anime movie. Like the really gory animes,
over the top
gore, bro. Like you cannot watch this with a nanny around, bro. Just don't.
Hey, did you finish watching Castlevania or what's that?
No, I actually didn't start. I was going to start on the weekends. I have a 4-day.
Bitch, you just had a 3-day weekend pass.
Yeah, bro, but that was me catching up on sleep. You know what I mean? Now this 4-day is going to be. Me catching up on shit.
Yo, I feel that though, bro. Fucking, I feel like this is us all over the place. Yeah. Friday into Saturday. I didn't get home Saturday morning until 4:30 in the morning, dude. And then I had to fucking wake up at 8. I only slept 3.5 hours. I was tired as shit to go help my aunt with some shit over at her house.
Yeah.
And then, good thing is that I guess I catch up on a little bit of sleep in the middle of the day for like 3-4 hours. I was dead.
See, my kids were at school. My girl was at work.
And you were asleep.
And I fucking slept till like 10, woke up, watched that movie I was just talking about, ate a Tostitos pizza, which I just want to say, that's the best fucking microwavable or like at-home pizza you can buy are the Tostitos. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Right now.
Don't give a fuck?
I really don't, because that's... It really is. It really is the best microwavable at-home pizza that you can find in your frozen food section. Hands down. That's it.
You're stupid, bruh.
I'm telling you. I'm just being real.
Anyways, let's keep it moving with this fucking movie. Toy Story 4. Yes? No? Feeling it? Not feeling it?
Toy Story 4, the teaser didn't show much, but I like Key and Peele. And their characters look like they're going to bring, you know, a new comedy element towards it. So, I'm down. Sure. You know, let's get it. Let's get it.
That's one of the properties I always liked since I was a kid. So, I'm with Toy Story.
Yeah. I'm with it. I mean, at least they still got the fucking Tim Allen and freaking... Shit, why can't I think of his name? What the fuck is his name, Gil? The voice actors. Ooh. Tim Allen and...
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Why the fuck can I think of Tom Hanks? What the fuck?
I don't know.
That's crazy. But yeah, so... I mean, I'm happy they still got those guys.
So, there's just some news. Well, it's not much news. I feel like we already knew about it. But the King Kong and Godzilla movie for 2020. They were just talking about it, but I feel like we already knew and we're talking about this and all that other shit. But they finished filming for that. So for the epic mega crossover, which is going to be not Godzilla's regular movie that's coming out, but for the big crossover event with Godzilla versus King Kong. That one finished filming.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, because you know how they're going to do the Godzilla King of Monsters for next year. Right? We already seen that trailer and all that other shit. I'm sorry, am I lagging or am I slowed down or something like that?
No. Okay. No, you cut out for like a second, but that's it. You're good.
Okay. You're just not interested.
If I don't say anything, that's either means I'm not paying attention to you.
Obviously.
Or I don't give a shit about fucking
or that
Fatzilla. All right.
Wow, nah. That's rude.
Yeah, I know. I ain't trying to body shame.
What about Hunky Kong? I mean Donkey Kong.
That's a good one.
King Kong.
King Kong's a bitch.
Wow.
I think Godzilla will take him.
I want a new Monster Arts Godzilla, because, like,
bro,
the OG one goes for fucking, like, crazy money, man.
I want to get that one that Chubbs referred me to. Forgot which one it was. The one that goes with my vintage one. You know me. I got to match. I got to have the set, the vintage and the new. It's like the regular ass Godzilla, but I know he showed me like one that's like regular, and then another. Uh-huh. I think the Monster Arts one, that's tight, super.
Thing
tight.
About Monster Arts, most of them go for like, well, already retails like $60 to $70.
Yeah,
but a lot of the older ones are going for like $200 to $300 to $400 now.
Wow. I sold that Monster Arts Predator, man, and fucking, I was surprised. I bought it for $20, got it for. Sold it for like $100.
Those are like the not as sought after ones. I feel like the Predator and the Alien, just because they don't fit into scale. People like the NECA shit for whatever reason a lot more. Well, not for whatever reason. I understand why they like them, and just the Predator and the Alien are a lot more articulated than the NECA ones are. But Monster Arts, man, they're killing it.
Yeah.
They're way more articulated than the NECA ones too. Cleaner and better paint apps and detailing and all that shit.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, I agree. Sorry, NECA. You're out of the loop.
What did you call me?
I said NECA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The company. There's like a the company. Yeah,
word. I was like, yeah. Bro, you can't say that. You're too white for that shit.
Yeah.
So anyways, anything else, man? I ain't got shit else, bro.
No, I mean, I think that's it. We covered Detective Pikachu in anime, so just go over my notes. I mean, Avengers 4 was fucking Joe Russo announced it's gonna be 3 hours long. I think we all kinda knew that.
I mean, fuck, they better make it that long or else what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah. And yeah, man. Oh, the Once Upon a Time, the Deadpool PG-13 shit.
Pass on all that shit. That's just fucking
yeah,
stupid.
They're supposed to have bunch of new scenes. But yeah, I'm still like,
in that, and that only. The new scenes.
Yeah. Did we talk about Gladiator 2? Ridley Scott, Gladiator 2 moving forward with the sequel.
Wait, like from Gladiator back in the day, Gladiator?
Yeah, like Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe, yeah. Gladiator 2, Ridley Scott moving forward with the sequel. Fuck?
For real?
Yeah, legit.
Yo, that's dope.
Yeah, so.
What's gonna. Any synopsis, anything like that?
No, just it's gonna start filming. And it's a
what?
Sequel.
For reals?
Yep, not a prequel. Sequel. You know, I always thought...
I don't... Like, I remember it, but I don't remember the end. What happened?
Yeah. I think he died, and he was going into his family through the field, touching, like, the
so
wheat
and
shit.
So how the fuck is there gonna be a sequel? He didn't die.
Maybe. Maybe, like, fucking... Maybe, Joaquin Phoenix's sister put that poom poom on him and he woke up like, whoa, oh shit, my wife can wait. God. You know what I mean? But,
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Gerard Butler and Russell Crowe look alike to me.
Yes, they do. It's and Russell Crowe, right? Or is it Gerard Butler?
Russell Crowe is the one who did the first one. But yeah, he's like fat now. And then I was like, oh, well, Gerard Butler could do it. But he's fat now too. So,
oh, fuck.
So I don't know who could do it. But
one of these old guys better lose some fucking weight.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know, man. Fucking epic movie. Classic. You can't get better than that. So let's hope Ridley Scott. Let's hope they don't fuck it up.
That's for sure. Is that it?
Yeah, man. That's all I got. So
shout outs to everybody as usual. Shout out to Boys With Their Toys. Shout out to Mike, Chubbs, and you know what, Nate? Fuck you. Fuck you, Nate. Piece of shit. Fuck you. Fuck you, bro. fucking motherfucker's gonna do an impression of me and fucking make me sound like I'm a surfer dude from fucking Santa Cruz. Fuck you, piece of shit. And then he's gonna fucking lie. But then he came, you know, came out and told the truth. Tried to make me look bad, but whatever. Anyways, still fuck Nate, like fuck Nate every single week. So fuck him. Shout out to Dario, RLU, Toy Migos weekly show. Shout out to them as always. Seth?
I want to give a shout out to a couple of our followers on Instagram that like every fucking thing that we post, right? I'm always seeing these faces. What's up? Let's shout out Carl.
Shout out to Carl.
Right, because Carl's like he likes everything. Okay.
Mervin 48.
Yeah, Mervin. Dirty Merv, I like to call him. I don't know.
You're stupid.
Hold on. I had Vegetable Tube.
Vegetable Tube. Eat your vegetables.
Vegetable Tube. Let me see. Do we know this person? No, I don't know. Shout out to Vegetable Tube and shout out to. Hold on. There was shout one out to Karen. More. Yeah, shout out to Karen. You know, because now she's liking everything too. And then shout out to.
She's going to be a running part of the show now, from now on, moving forward.
Shout out to Jason. Reyes, shout out to Jason. Power Ranger. Oh, he's hell always yeah. liking everything, bro. Gene Carlos.
He was on the show.
Yeah. Shout out to Gene Carlos. Okay, he entered our first giveaway. Unfortunately, he didn't win, but he's still
hey, stayed talking about following. That, fucking our winner, he got his package.
Yeah, finally. Man. Yeah, he got one half.
Send my shit out. Yeah. You haven't sent your shit out yet?
Nah, bro. I get paid every 2 weeks.
You live
bro.
In the same state.
Bro, I'm gonna deliver it to his door, bro. I'm gonna drive it over there over Thanksgiving break.
Fuck.
And then shout out to Electric Gremlin. A.K.A. Kimberly.
Shout out to Electric Bugaloo.
Nah, but yeah, she likes everything. She likes everything as well. Oh, and this girl likes everything too. Daniela. Perella. So shout out to all those people, man. I'm just, you know, I appreciate it because y'all anybody are liking the page. Y'all are following us and everything else. So keep following because we got that giveaway.
Especially Mervin48. He shouts us out and puts us like up on his story saying like this is what I'm listening to, these are some good dudes and blah blah blah. Yeah,
shout out to him, he's a real one, bro. What's up, buddy? Are you playing? No, I'm talking to Gil. You want to say hi to the podcast? Say hi, podcast.
Hi, podcast.
Oh, hey. We got special guests this week.
There we go. By your kids.
All right, buddy, love you. Good night. Boom.
Well, ain't that cute?
Yeah, you know what I mean? What? All right, I got you, buddy. Hold on. All right, so, yeah, shout out to all of them. Follow so we can get to the 250 giveaway. We want to give away some shit.
Yes. Yeah.
Shout out to the ROU, you know, our network.
We already said that. But
I'm saying it again because Rich added a limited edition, not to be sold, RLU shirt that you can only win in giveaways.
Oh, yeah, one of those. To I might the keep 250. It for myself, to be honest.
You already got one. You already got one, okay? Don't be
around,
greedy.
Man.
so, yeah. So, he added that to the 250 giveaway. Boom. There it is.
Get some RLU swag. Hell yeah.
Boom.
All right, guys. Till next week. Make sure to stay geeked up and geek out.